Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
It was the third day since he died, and it was said, that he would rise by his own power, a sacrifice 3 days ago. And now, praise God, a lamb arose. There rose a lamb in Jerusalem. He was the Son of the Great I Am. He proved to be my victory. Within my heart, this lamb arose. There rose a lamb in Jerusalem. He was the Son of the Great I Am. He proved to be my victory. Amen. coming from over the sea. And I've never heard such sweet harmony. And it sure sounds like angels to me. And I've never heard such sweet harmony. And it sure sounds like angels to me.
Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6 this morning, begin reading in verses number 3. Continuing in the thought concerning God's men this morning. Here's the passage of Scripture the Bible said, beginning verses 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. In all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonment, in turmoils, in labors, in watching and fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, and by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness, and the right hand, and on the left hand, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good reports, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Our Heavenly Father, now God's, we come before you this morning. How we thank you, Father, for the blessing of life this morning, Lord, for the privilege to read your word this morning, God, and how to proclaim the truths, Lord, that might fall from it this morning, God. And I pray that, Lord, that you'd open ears and hearts this morning, God, you'd encourage the lives of your men this morning, God, as they boldly endeavor this morning, God, to proclaim your truths. And, Lord, to stand, Lord, for the gospel this morning, Lord. And God, I pray that you might anoint them afresh in you this morning, God. Give them power and holy unction this morning, God. And Lord, I pray that you'd add, Lord, fruit unto their account this morning, God. I do pray for these that we made mention this morning that are sick and afflicted, God, that you might visit with them this morning, encourage their hearts today, God. And Lord, touch their bodies this morning, God. There's nothing, Lord, that is beyond your ability this morning, God. There's nothing too hard for you to perform and to do this morning, God. I pray that, Lord, that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst. May the name of Christ be exalted, may be high and lifted up, and Lord, may it draw all men unto himself this morning, God. But Lord, I pray that most of all that some precious soul might come out of the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, be born again in the family of God. Father, we pray for those this morning, God, where the death angel is touched, that you might bring comfort to them, Lord, as only you can this morning, God. Lord, I pray you'd have your way and your will in our lives. We thank you for answering prayers, supplying needs, bestowing the goodness upon our lives as you have, God. Lord, with tender mercies this morning, God, compassion and grace is always sufficient, Lord, for the needs of our lives this morning, every circumstance and every situation, God, this morning, even the sin, Lord, that may abound in our lives there, that grace did much more abound this morning. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen this morning and amen. Back in verse number 4, the Bible said this morning, in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God this morning. And this being our final message concerning God's men this morning in this series, and I want to preach on this thought, God's man in troublesome time. God's man in troublesome time. Paul said, we must prove ourselves in all things as the ministers of God this morning. Amen. Dear friend, preaching this morning is a calling. It's not something, brother, we can put on and take off, clock in or clock out. Brother, we must prove ourselves in all things as the ministers, the men of God this morning. Amen. And by the way, I did say men of God. Amen. There's nowhere in the scripture, brother, had your friend, where God or ever ordained a woman, had your friend, to preach the gospel this morning. Amen. Had your friend, the Bible said, let the women keep silent in the church. And he said, I'll not. Had your friend, give authority to the woman. Had your friend, to have authority over the man this morning. Amen. The Bible said that the preacher, amen, the pastor's a husband of one wife. Amen. Didn't say the wife of one husband. Had your friend, and as far as I know this morning, the Lord chose 12 disciples. Amen. One of them was a devil, what, none of them a woman. Amen. That tells me the Lord rather the devil preach the gospel as a woman this morning. Amen. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Had your friend, God, had your friend, man in trouble sometimes. I know there's always been trouble in the world. Jesus said, in the world you're going to have tribulation. But God's always had a man in the midst of all that trouble this morning. Amen. That's when the prophets arose, not in the good times, amen, but in the bad times this morning. Had your friend, the rocky roads, the rough climbing. Had your friend, and God raised up a man. Had your friend, in trouble sometimes. Had your friend, as an example unto others. How the man of God stood out. Amen. Had your friend, now his trouble's not any worse than anyone else's. Trouble is trouble, ever how that you want to classify it or express it. Had your friend, but I'll tell you, it seemed like all eyes are upon the man of God. In trouble sometimes. Had your friend, the Bible said that the Lord told the Apostle Paul that I'm going to show you what great things you must suffer for my name's sake. Amen. Had your friend, they are examples to the rest of us. Had your friend, how that the man of God, had your friend, handles, and how that he faces, and how, brother, that he endures in the troublesome times of life. Anybody can shout on the mountaintop. Anybody can rejoice in the good times. Anybody can celebrate when they win. But brother, what about when you're suffering? What about when you've lost it all, brother? What about when you're facing the end? I am the inevitable. Brother, that's the time when the man of God is put forth as an example to the rest of the flock this morning. And then also God's man in trouble sometime is an exhortation to the rest of us this morning. Amen. He's the one whom God gives, dear friend, the message of hope. Amen. To stir up, brother, your remembrance. Dear friend, to bring comfort to your life, even in the worst of times this morning. And may I remind you, it was the Apostle Paul, amen, upon that ship in Acts 27, when they had not seen the sun in 2 weeks, amen, and they had cast out all the tackling of the ship, amen, and Bible said all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But then the Bible said Paul stood in the midst of them and said, brethren, be of good cheer. Amen. Dear friend, he said, I've been with God, and he said everything's going to be all right. And I know some of you sitting on the pews of the church house, when you're going through trouble, brother, when you're facing the fire, amen, and God's man gets up and says, smile, and God's man gets up and says, I rejoice and look up, and God's got under control. And I know you think down deep in your heart, preacher, you have no idea what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm facing. How in the world can you tell me to lift my head and smile? Amen. Because that's the man of God's job, amen, to give you a message from heaven in your darkest hour, that God knows where you're at and what you're going through. Amen. And that he's got it all under control. And there's a plan and a purpose out of the suffering and the loss that you're facing this morning. Amen. Dear friend, and then he is the one, dear friend, this morning that God gives the experience to. Every man of God's going to be put to the test. Amen. Not just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk. Amen. Dear friend, every man of God that's worth his salt, brother,
brothers had to walk through the fire. Amen. This morning, our dear friend tested in the harshest conditions. Amen. Purified, our dear friend, in the furnace, our dear friend of trials and tribulations. Amen. God's man in troublesome times. Amen. I want you to look at some of the examples that we've had this morning, man of God. Amen. First of all, when God's man in troublesome times, preacher, when you're going through the fire, when you're facing, thank God, this morning, the hard times of life this morning, and whatever, however they manifest themselves. Dear friend, there are five things I want to make mention this morning. First of all, you need to have the purity of Joseph. Amen. Here's a young man with special gifts from God. His family, jealous of him, plotted against him. Beat him and put him in a pit, sold him into slavery. Amen. If there's ever been a man that ought to turn criminal because of his childhood, amen, it ought to have been Joseph. Amen. I'll tell you, we get so tired sometimes of hearing the excuse. I dear friend, the reason why you're on Skid Row and the reason why, brother, you did they. I dear friend, the troublesome time that you did, how do you blame it on your childhood and how you was raised? Amen. I want to tell you, no matter what garment that Joseph had on, amen, his purity, thank God, came through. In the pit, in Potiphar's house, in the prison, and in the palace. Amen. Dear friend, may I remind you that his conscience remained pure. Amen. A lot of folks say, well, if it feels good, just do it. If nobody else sees it, it's not wrong. Amen. Here was Joseph, a long way from home. He had every excuse in the world. Amen. But, brother, I'm telling you, he said, I cannot sin against God this morning. Amen. Our brother, man of God, I don't care if you're in Florida on the beach, if you're in the mountains, if you're on a mission trip somewhere, I thank God on the other side of the globe, God still sees where you're at. Amen. And he knows what you're doing. Brother, our conscience ought to be pure in all things. Amen. In every action that we take, it ought to be measured against the Word of God, against the Spirit of God that dwells within us. Amen. This morning, his character remained pure. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, sometimes we must flee a situation like Joseph. Dear friend, leave our coat behind and leave with nothing. Sometimes, brother, we're wrongly accused. Amen. Just as Joseph did. Dear friend, but he suffered wrong. Amen. For the cause of God. Amen. And sometimes, brother, that's what we've got to endure. Sometimes that's our lot. And may I remind you that Christ, hey God, false accusers against him. Amen. This morning. And may I say that his compassion remained pure. Amen. Even when Joseph overcame and his brothers were brought before him, amen, he could have taken revenge upon them this morning. He could have paid them back for all of the trouble that they put him through. But his compassion stayed pure. Amen. Instead of bringing down the sword upon them, he reached out his hands to them this morning. Amen. Just like David, that could have taken Saul's life, but said, I'm not going to touch God's anointed. Amen. God had a purpose and God had a plan. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, man of God, your purity this morning has got to stay intact. Number two, let us have the patience of Job in troublesome time. Amen. Tribulation, work of patience. Amen. And I realize it's the hardest thing to wait upon God. The worst room that ever was made in a building was the waiting room. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, in troublesome times, brother, we've got to learn patience. Amen. Job, I thank God, endured through all of his sufferings. Amen. Dear friend, I don't know how long it's going to last. Dear friend, all I can tell you is, brother, it started and there is an end. It did come to pass. Amen. It's easy to quit and hard to pray. press on. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, as far as I know, I've never known anyone that ever suffered like Job did. Amen. But he made it, and so it gives us hope. Amen. That God's not a respecter of persons. And if Job was granted the grace, I'd have sat down in sackcloth and ashes. And endure and retain his integrity. A man of God, you also can have the patience of Job. Amen. He exalted God. Amen. Praise God. And dear friend, did not sin with his lips. Amen. Now I realize, dear friend, this morning how hard it must be, dear friend, to stand over the grave of his children and say, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away." Job had 10 caskets. Amen. Dear friend, it's hard to look over a business you've worked all them years to build and accumulate and say, "I brought nothing in this world and I'm not going to take anything out of this world." Amen. Brother, it's hard when you lose everything and your body is stricken with disease to look up to heaven and say, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Dear friend, but I'm telling you, man, God's man in trouble sometimes. Dear friend, we must exhibit the patience of Job. Amen. And then also, thirdly, we must have the power of Elijah. Amen. Here's the word, man, that the Bible said was subject to like passions as unto us. Amen. But, brother, in hard times, in the times of weakness and discouragement and disappointment, amen. Dear friend, he swallowed it down, planted his feet, amen, embraced it. Dear friend, there upon Mount Carmel, dear friend, I think about the speech that he made. How long will you halt between two opinions? Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, all Israel was against him. Dear friend, and sometimes it's not easy to preach, brother. Amen. Dear friend, when you know the church, dear friend, is turning against you this morning. Dear friend, it's hard to preach that sermon to a worldly crowd. Amen. It's hard to speak out against loved ones when they're wrong. Amen. I know some preachers, dear friend, relish and enjoy shearing the sheep. Amen. Beating people over the head with the Bible. Amen. But I'm telling you, God's man, dear friend, this morning, dear friend, he will embrace it. He will make that stand this morning. Dear friend, but he'll do it, dear friend, with grace and with tenderness and with the love of God. Amen. John the Baptist was hardcore. Amen. That's right, brother. But also, thank God this morning he took dear friend, a jar of honey in his hand as well. Amen. Dear friend, the stand that Elijah took, amen, though everyone else was against him, he knew that he is right with God. Amen. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, brother, we've got to stand when we know that we're standing for the Lord. Amen. And not be influenced by the crowd. Dear friend, the purpose of Daniel, here's a man that had made up his mind. Amen. I'm not going to defile myself. Amen. I know some people say, "Well, you never know till you get in that situation, or will I cross that bridge when we get there." And that's why so many have made shipwreck and erred and fell by the wayside. Brother, now's the time to draw a line. Now's the time to make a decision. Now's the time to commit yourself. Brother, there's some things I'm not going to do. There's some places I'm not going to go. There's some things I'm not going to get involved with. Amen. I've already drawn a line. And brother, I've already taken a stand. Amen. And I'm not going to let my surroundings or the circumstance or the people, amen, though they be at my right hand, I will not let them influence me. Amen. I'm not going to be intimidated. I may face the furnace. I may face the chopping block. I may lose my job and my paycheck. They may run me out of town on a rail. But by the grace of God, I'm going to stand for the Lord. Amen. And we're not going to change Bibles. Amen. And we're going to sing our blood and the blessed hope songs. Amen. I'm not not ashamed of the gospel. How dear friend, then the persistence of Paul. Amen. How dear friend, he started on the road to Damascus. And all we hear at the end when he gets to Rome is, I fought a good fight and I finished my course and I've kept the faith. Amen. So many have quit. We hear excuses. But here's a man who said that the glory, that brother, he gloried in infirmities and rejoiced in sufferings. He spent most of his days in jail and all of his time in prayer and all of his life in misery. And yet at the end he said, I reckon the sufferings of this life cannot compare to the joy that awaits me. Amen. When Barnabas parted ways with him, when Demas forsook him, when no one else stood with him, Paul, thank God, stood. Amen. And did not change, but endured to the end. And that's what we need, some grit and some cross. Have God's men this morning that'll stand the test of time. May the Lord richly bless you and give you the grace to stand is my prayer.